This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And even though most of you aren't familiar, if not everybody's not familiar with Randall Wallace, you're familiar with the movies he wrote the screenplay for. You say, what did he write? He wrote Braveheart, about the Scottish rebellion for freedom, with William Wallace, portrayed by Mel Gibson. We Were Soldiers, a powerful Vietnam story, as I understand it, about the first major battle of Vietnam. We Were Soldiers. He wrote the screenplay for that. He wrote the screenplay for Pearl Harbor. He wrote the screenplay for Secretariat, about the racehorse. But he tells about the making of the movie Braveheart, and I want to share a story out of that. They hired 2,000 extras to be in the movie, according to Randall Wallace. They were Irish reserve soldiers. And then one of the most important scenes is where William Wallace, portrayed by Mel Gibson, was to come riding on a horse and then recruit these men to fight for the freedom of Scotland. And he said the scene came when, just out of the blue, Mel Gibson comes riding in on a horse, and I want to read to you what he says. Something happened. One of the directors yelled action, and Mel Gibson came riding out on a horse. He was dressed as William Wallace, his face covered, half covered in what's called blue woad, W-O-A-D, the battle paint of Scottish warriors. I, along with all the film crew and the Irish extras, 2,000 on the field that day, gasped. He was no longer an actor. He was not a man playing another man. He was the man he was portraying. He was William Wallace. The wind was whipping Mel Gibson's hair across his face, and the horse could feel his adrenaline and was darting left and right. Almost as one, those 2,000 Irishmen sucked in air and fell silent. I did too. It was the kind of moment that made you want to hold your breath. The warrior on the horse stopped in front of the men facing him. His eyes, burning with passion, swept the horde before him, and he shouted, "Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace, and I see before me an army of countrymen come in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men, and free men you are, but what will you do with your freedom? Will you fight?" And then in a powerful statement in the movie, as I understand it, the character played by Mel Gibson, William Wallace, says this: "Fight and you may die. Many of you will. Run and you will live, at least for a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you not trade all the days from that day to this for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom? They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom." Randall Wallace said it was one of the most electrifying moments of his life, because they weren't prepared for the drama, even though they knew that was the script. He wrote it. But he said, "I wasn't prepared for actually what would happen in front of 2,000 actors from the Irish Reserve Army." May I tell you something more dramatic than that, more electrifying than that, was when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was speaking in a synagogue in a town called Capernaum. And right in the middle of the service, a man stands up who's possessed not by a demon, but by many demons, plural. And the demon-possessed man points to Jesus and said, "What do you want with us, Holy One of God?" The demons recognized who Jesus was. And in this dramatic moment that far excels what I described from Randall Wallace's book about Mel Gibson's moment, is Jesus with power and authority. Power and authority cast the demons out of the man.
We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.